This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat, and via the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, good deeds come to an end. At the end of this journey of speaking about one verses, or juz min al-ayat, or section of verses of the Qur'an, whereby we're trying to extract benefits. And by no means does it mean that it becomes the end of the journey of the Qur'an. But we find numerous traditions and narrations mentioned or collected by ulama of hadith, speaking about the collection of the individual or the journey with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That every time a person completes that journey, they begin once again. Kullu ma halla irtahala. Every time they come to the station, the end point, the maqam, they begin to make that journey once again. Another word he mentions, that the actions that a person, khayr a'mal, al-hallu wa irtahala. The best of actions, those that a person comes to the end and begins once again. And these are hadith inside the Sunan Imam Tirmidhi, even though some of the ulama of hadith make a critique of them, but the general meaning is there. That every time you complete the Qur'an, you begin once again. Another hadith, as Ibn Taymiyyah inside his Muqaddimah fi Usul Tafsir mentions parts of it. وَلَا تَنْقَضِ عَجَائِبَهُ بِمَعْنَ لَا تَنْتَهِي. The marvelous nature of the Qur'an doesn't come to an end. That once you complete the reading of the Qur'an, you begin once again. There's always going to be some ajaib. Many things pass by the mind and the heart of the individual. That's the nature of the Qur'an. And that's why ulama mentioned a sign of these actions in previous Ramadan went by, is the relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there could be some element of deficiency, meaning it could have gone less by a page or two pages or some reading the Qur'an, but it doesn't become totally abandoning the Qur'an. Staying away from the Qur'an or having a minimal reading the Qur'an. And likewise, al-a'mal, righteous actions, that maybe we're not fasting as much as Ramadan, but maybe the 3 days of the month, Monday and Thursday, I'm just choosing some nawafil fast. It's all signs that ulama mentioned that the actions of the individuals are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah has given you the tawfiq to carry on. And that's what it is with, also with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when a person comes to the end, they begin once again with a journey with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are just glimpses, some extractions of some of the verses, or a hint of the verses. That's as we began with, or the Quran ends with, speaking about the last day. So today's verse is going to speak about the last day as well. Because the final verse inside the Quran is Imam Suyuti inside his works, Al-Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran mentions, is inside Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 281, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. The Prophet ﷺ only lived for 9 days, as Imam Suyuti mentions. Of this verse was sent down. That's the conclusion of the Quran. The end of the Quran is the last day. The beginning of the Quran is the last day. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ مِنْ عُمُورِ الْغَيْبِيَاتِ. The most important affairs of the unseen is the last day. So the Quran begins with the last day, ends with the last day. In between the beginning and the end is nothing but the last day. That's what it is about the last day. Even when it speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ruju' ila Allah, return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-hisab, yawm al-qiyamah, accountability is all what? Is all the last day. As if the whole of the Quran, the theme is nothing but the last day, to instill that inside our minds of our preparation to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's today's verse that we find from Surah Al-Mursalat. هذا يوم الفصل جمعناكم والأولين. As we mentioned, taking just segments of verses from the Quran and pondering and reflecting over them as the Prophet ﷺ used to do, ponder over verses, as we mentioned. And some of these verses, we recite them all night, reflecting upon them. And as we mentioned, that certain individuals find just a glimpse of a verse or recital of the verse awakens them. The reason why maybe some of us are not awoken by the Quran is because we don't sometimes understand the language of the Quran. We don't understand the Arabic language. That's why when some individuals understand the language, when they just hear a verse, it awakens them. As you read Sirah A'lam al-Nubala, some 35, 36 odd volumes of Imam Dhahabi, and it speaks about certain ulama. who previously may have not been the best of individuals, may have even been highway robbers. All sorts of atrocities they may have carried out inside their lives. But when they heard a verse of the Quran, it awoke them. It made them repent and make them turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's one of the intent of listening to these verses of the Quran, is to awaken ourselves. Not just to marvel at the Quran. مِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَدْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا. The end of Surah Al-Najm, the 53rd chapter of Quran, verse 59 to 62, if I'm not mistaken. That's what many of us read. We just marvel at the Quran. There's nothing wrong with listening to good Quran, reciting the Quran. That's not my aim or my intention here. But that's not what it is, the Quran. Because the Prophet, as he mentioned, there'll be people who recite the Quran with a melodious tone and a beautiful tone. But it won't go beyond their throats. That's it. What does that mean? That there's no amal bil Quran. There's no action of the Quran. It's just a mere recital of the Quran. It becomes an art. It becomes a profession. It becomes a skill. The Quran isn't a skill. It isn't a profession. It's a daily action. It's a daily commitment. That's why Aisha, her mother, she mentioned in the Hadith in Bukhari, كان خلق القرآن, that the character of the Prophet was the Quran. That's what the Quran is, the embodiment of the Quran. So هذا يوم الفصل جمعناكم الأولين. This is the final day whereby we gathered you, the first and the end of you, inside Surah Al-Mursalat. The 77th chapter, 50 verses, a Meccan surah. The end of the 29th juz, the whole of the 29th juz. The whole of the 30th juz is nothing but the last day. A few exceptions that we find, a few verses. But the whole theme is nothing but the last day, these final two ajza of the Quran. Should be something for us to ponder and to reflect upon. We find, speaking about Surah Al-Mursalat, Abu Bakr As-Siddiq asked the Prophet what in the Hadith said, Mustadrak Imam Hakim, مَا شَيِّبَتْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, what's made your hair become grey? What's made you become old? And he highlighted certain surahs, Al-Waqi'ah, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ, Al-Mursalat, various surahs that he mentioned that made my hair go grey. Imam Suyuti inside his Dur al-Manthur, he mentions about Surah Hud. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned, شَيِّبَتْنِ هُودٌ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا, Surah Hud and his sister surahs have made my hair go grey. Then he mentions that after the surah was sent down, فَمَا رُؤْيَ الضَّاحِكًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, he was never seen laughing. Yes, he would smile on occasions, but he would never laugh with his mouth open, as many of us that we do. Because then it became serious business. Because this is what the Quran does. It makes you become men. What makes a rijal? It's the Quran that makes men. That's what we find, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِيمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Men, nothing distracts them in meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This bayt, tijara, business, these external elements of dunya, they may be engaged inside it, but deep down it's something else. Rijalun sadaqu ma ahadullahi alayh. Rijalun sadaqu ma ahadullahi alayh. Men who made this total promise within themselves to meet Allah. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ. Some of them, their journey has come to an end. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ, and some of them are still waiting to be called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whilst they're waiting, وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا, they don't change in their intention. رَاسِخْ فِي عِلْمِهِمْ, deep conviction inside their heart and their mind that I have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't waver like many of us. We waver. We come in and masjid, iman is strong. As soon as we walk out the doors, iman begins to waver. You need to find that consistency of commitment towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Fadl narrates, or she heard Ibn Abbas, her nephew, reciting Surah Al-Mursalat. And she said, oh my son, indeed your reading this surah reminded me. إِنَّمَا الْآخِرْ مَا سَمِعْتُ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقْرَأُ فِي سَلَاتِ الْأَبِيَا فِي الْمَغْرِبِ, as narrated by Imam Bukhari. This surah Al-Mursalat is one of the last surahs I heard the Prophet ﷺ reciting inside Salah. Inside Salat al-Maghrib, reciting this surah. And the siyaq of this surah, as we mentioned, is all the last day. But even inside this surah, prior, the verse before and verses after, all speaking about the last day. As Allah mentioned it, هَذَا يَوْمُ لَا يَمْطِقُونَ, that this is a day whereby لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ, no one's going to be allowed to speak on that day. وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ, no one's allowed to bring any excuse. No excuse will be accepted that day. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe to those individuals who reject the last day. As you mentioned, the theme is the last day. And in these 50 verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ 10 مَرَّاتٍ 10 times. As if that every paragraph in between is a reminder that people who are rejecting the last day, their conviction last day, al-khitab li-Quraysh, time and time again, the concept of resurrection in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after this, Allah mentions, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ كَيْدٌ فَكِيدُونَ. If you're able to plot or plan against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as ulama tafasir mentioned, I mean, bab al-tahdeed. This is from a warning. No one can plot and plan against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This khitab inside the Quran, that you think you can become scout-free, you can escape Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why many people that they think that's what leads weakness. That I'll be free. Allah doesn't know what I'm doing in this dunya. I won't be held accountable. Or this godly society that we find, do whatever you want to do. We'll see about it later. And even some Muslims, that's what our perception has become. That at a later stage in my life, I will see asatirul awwaleen, tales of the ancient, if there really is a last day, if there really is a day of reckoning or standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Woe to those individuals who reject the day of resurrection. Then Allah mentioned, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي ذُلَالٍ وَعُيُونَ تَشْجِيعٍ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That is going to be, now Allah mentioned, there's going to be a reward for those individuals who don't reject the last day, who don't question the last day, who don't give up regarding the last day in their devotion and commitment towards him subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for numerous other ayat inside the Quran that speak about the same concept, Allah mentions, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنُهُمْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Inside alif lam mim sajda. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ, indeed your Lord, يَفْصِلُ بَيْنُهُمْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. He's going to make, هُوَ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَهُمْ, make this criterion, this distinction between them on the day of judgment in front of him subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا يوم الفصل. هذا اسم الإشارة للقريب. A demonstrative pronoun for something which is close by. That is important to understand the Arabic language. هذا means something which is close to you. قريب عندك. هذا meaning the day of judgment is close by. That's whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the last day. أما في سياق الماضي. Speak about in the past tense. Or something very close. In the beginning of Surah An-Nahl, Allah mentioned, أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُوهُ. فِعْلْ مَاضِي, أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ, قَدْ قُضِيَتْ, it's been established. أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. Allah speaks about the last day in the past tense. It's been written down, codified. حَتْمًا لَازِمًا is going to take place. Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah began to sort of mention, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ. Surah Al-Anbiya, speaking about the prophets, the 21st chapter of the Quran, Allah begins by speaking about the hours come close to mankind. But most of them are in a state of rejection, heedless, unaware in their preparation for the last day. Surah Al-Qamar, اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ. The 54th chapter of the Quran, Allah mentioned, indeed, the hour has come very close, it's there. And the moon has been split apart. It's one of the signs that were blessings that were given, mu'jizat, that were given to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to show these people whilst they were living. And historically, it's been documented as well that there was a splitting of the moon. Historically, it's been documented. And the Quraysh, they visualized that. But you find mu'aridun. وَإِنْ يَرَوْ كُلَّ آيَةٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا. Some people see every single sign, they still won't believe. Signs after signs are shown to them, still they reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, going back to Surah An-Nahl, وَمَا عَمْرُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا كَلَمْحِ الْبَصْرِ أَوْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. What is the hour except for like the blinking of an eye? بَلْ هُوَ أَقْرَبُ, rather it's quicker, swifter than even the blinking of an eye. That's how quick the day of judgment is going to be when people are resurrected. كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ. How long did you reside upon the earth? لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا. So a day or part of the day. That's how we resided for. And towards the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, speaking about this individual being resurrected and his donkey being resurrected, his food being resurrected. Ask, how long did you tarry for on this earth? only part of the day or portion of the day. Because when he slept before, he only slept for half a day or portion of the day. Ashabul Kahf as well slept for 309 years. When they awoke, same thing. They just thought they were given some coins. Go to the marketplace. Go and buy some food. When they took those coins and it went to the marketplace and they presented them, people looked at them and said, these coins have been qurun sabiqa. These coins are from centuries ago. Not 10 years, 20 years, centuries ago. These coins are from those people who, that he spoke about, that these young boys who went into the cave, warraqim, into the depths of the cave, they went there. That's what the Quran al-Mutataliyat, always speaking about resurrection, bringing people in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Yawm al-Fasl. Yawm al-Fasl is mentioned 6 times inside the Quran, 3 times inside this surah. And Allah right at the beginning surah mentioned, لِأَيِّ يَوْمٍ أُجِّلَتْ لِيَوْمِ الْفَصْلِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ لِأَيِّ يَوْمٍ أُجِّلَتْ. The Anbiya, the Rusul. Why have they been jumi'at? Why have they been collected on that day? Because to be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of distinction, of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another place in the Quran, Allah mentioned, هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. This is the day that you was rejecting. إِنَّ يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا. Inside Surah Naba that we find the 30th juz of the Quran, this is the miqat, this is the station of distinction, of meeting. إِنَّ يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ مِيقَاتُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Every single individual we brought to the station in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. It's just one of the names of the last day. يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ, يَوْمُ الْفَتْحِ, يَوْمُ الدِّينِ, يَوْمُ الْحَصْرِ, يوم الخلود, يوم التغابن, يوم الحساب, يوم العازفة, يوم الجمع, يوم التلاق, يوم التناد. And just some of the names. Al-Ghashiyah, Al-Qari'ah, Al-Haqqah. That how some surahs begin by speaking about the last day. Surahs like Al-Hajj even begin by speaking about the last day. How people will be on that day in a drunken state. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. That's what's going to happen on that day. That's how Allah begins this surah, Al-Hajj. It's supposed to be speaking about the gathering. This great act that we do. But Allah begins by speaking about this gathering, before the gathering in this dunya, the gathering inside Al-Akhirah, Al-Hashr. The 59th chapter of the Quran is the gathering of mankind. وَحَتَّ فِي بَعْدِ surah that we find Allah ends by speaking about the last day. Inside Surah Al-Qasas, Allah speaks about everything. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. Everything will come to an end. Will be destroyed. The only thing that will remain is the sublime face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this al-fasl that ulama mentioned? Imam Tabari mentions, هذا لهؤلاء المكذبين بالبعث. This day of distinction is for those individuals who reject the concept of resurrection. يوم يبعثون. The day they're going to be resurrected in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah mentions that Surah Al-Taghabun, the day of mutual loss, another name of the day of judgment. زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَلَّنْ يُبْعَثُوا قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Simple. Easy for Allah. زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَلَّنْ يُبْعَثُوا. Disbelievers make that, atheists make that claim today, in today's language. Disbelieving individuals. Mulhidun. They claim there's no resurrection, there's no last day. There's no coming in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says this claim of these individuals. زَعْمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَلَّنْ يُبْعَثُوا قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي. Nay, indeed, via your Lord. Allah يُقْسِمُ بِنَفْسِي سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. That He will resurrect them. Every single one of us. Every single one of us will stand there in يوم الحشر. In front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَتَمَيِّزْ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. A distinction between haq wal batil. Imam Qurtubi mentions, يُفَصِّلُ بَيْنَ الْخَلَائِقِ. A distinction between all of the creation. Imam Baghawi mentions, بَيْنَ الْجَنَّةِ, بَيْنَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّارِ. Just as you find, Al-Fasl is in today's Egypt is a class, a classroom. So the class of the people of paradise and a class of the people who go towards the hellfire. جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ. We're going to gather the first and the last. Imam Tabari mentioned, جَمَعْنَاكُمْ فِي لِمَوْعِدِكُمْ الَّذِي كُنَّا نُعِدُكُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا نَعِدُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. This is the mu'id, the promise. The promise we gave them inside this dunya is now being lived inside al-akhirah, the promise that we gave to these individuals. Imam Qurtubi mentions, narrates of Ibn Abbas, who mentions, الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا مُحَمَّدًا. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who rejected the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا النَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ, and those who rejected the prophets that came before. That's what ulama mentioned, whoever rejects one prophet is as if they rejected all of the prophets. Some people may say, it's a good world, there's good people there, they believe in some of the prophets, they believe in some partial aspects regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَذَا مَا يَكْفِي. That's not sufficient. Al-Islam tam lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what it shows, that a person really believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person full of goodness is their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Kathir mentions, جَمَعْنَاكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ. Oh, everybody gathered in one gathering in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Sa'di mentions, لِنُفَصِّ بَيْنُكُمْ وَنَحْكُمْ بَيْنَ الْخَلَائِقِ. That we may separate between the creation and judge upon the creation what each creation will be given to that individual. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ جَمَعْنَاكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. This is a day of distinction that we make, gather the first and the last of you. Some of the ulama tafsir mentioned similar verses inside the Quran speaking about the gathering of the first and the last. قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. Say the first and the end. لَمَجْمُعُونَ إِلَى مِيقَاتِ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. They're going to be gathered in this station, a known station, that every individual is going to be gathered there. Another place in the Quran, Allah mentioned, كَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ لِيَوْمِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. How will it be on that day? There's no doubt about that day. جَمَعْنَاهُمْ. We gather all of these individuals. وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And every single soul will be given its due recompense. And no individual will be oppressed on that day. Then the strange thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, straight after this, mentions, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Quran is strange. أَرَبْتُ بَيْنَ الْآيَاتِ. How Allah moves from one theme to another theme, the same theme, to remind us that we're all going to be brought forth in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether you're a king, you're a leader, you're a prime minister, a person in authority, or whether you're just a subject, a normal person, all of this belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let that get to your mind, get to your heart. Because we mentioned many times, the atrocities on the face of this earth is this drunkenness of power, of ego on the face of this earth that we're living. Fara'ina, the Fir'auns of the previous time, is reliving, reenacting the same process that has got to their mind, that they feel that they're demigods on the face of this earth, that they have the right to punish and torture and to kill and do whatever they want to do in the face of this earth. That's what Allah reminds us, that al-mulk lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't belong to anyone. That's what we mentioned many times, that every single human being should just reflect upon that every individual is just a human being. That there's going to be one day, there's going to be one definite day of accountability, and just that we're all worried about ourselves. That's why a person shouldn't ask for mas'uliyah, responsibility. The greater the responsibility, the greater the questioning, the greater the subjects. That's what's going to happen. So no one should aspire for that. That's why the Prophet said to Abu Dharr, don't seek some form of position or authority, because upon you is going to be something difficult for you to bear. Because he had that farasa, the insight that some of my companions are going to be able to bear responsibility. That's when they thought that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was a weak, humble man, one full of weeping. But at the same time, he may have been weeping excessively, but he was the most strongest in his mind and his personality. That's why the Prophet ﷺ chose him to be the Khalifa of the Messenger. Because you know that this individual, he's far more intelligent than all of the companions and the rest of the companions. That's why on that day when companions were emotionally upset about what's happened to the Prophet ﷺ, it's Abu Bakr al-Siddiq who codified, put together all of the companions. Put them all together in their belief and their conviction. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. Who is Muhammad? Except for messengers, the Quran mentions, just like many messengers that came before. If he's to be killed or slain, or if he dies, are you going to turn back on your heels? That's what Islam is, going forth, carrying on in that journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَجَمَعْنَاهُمْ جَمْعًا. When the blowing of the trumpet comes, we're going to gather every single individual will be gathered in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first and the last. That's why even inside the beginning surah Allah mentions, أَلَمْ نُهْلِكِ الْأَوَّلِينَ ثُمَّ نُطْبِعُمُ الْآخِرِينَ. Did we not destroy the first people? The ancient people existed before, and we're going to destroy those people who come after them. It's a warning. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ جَمَعْنَاكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. No, as we began with, no one's going to be free from escaping from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why as a disciple, study inside the Quran, wherever Allah mentions al-awwaleen, whether it be the first and foremost in doing actions, or when it speaks about the ancient people, how they were destroyed, the first of them is all lessons, ayat fil Quran, tadabbur fil Quran, about what will take place inside al-akhirah. And that's in conclusion that we find the main theme of such verses inside the Quran is to equip ourselves. Preparation for the last day. Preparation to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does you find in the hadith, whoever wants to meet Allah, Allah wants to meet that individual. Whoever doesn't want to meet Allah, Allah does not want to see that individual. بأي معنى, what does that mean? All of us, we're falling short. But there's some hope in our heart and our mind. فَوَ رَبٌ غَفُورٌ. One who pardons, who forgives. That means I'm trying on my journey to get to Allah. That's what a Muslim should be. كُلُّنَا قَاسِرِينَ. All of us are deficient. No individual can stand up and say, Ya Allah, because of my amal, because of my obedience, because of my ta'ah, because of my actions, I deserve paradise. Not even the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. No one, no single individual. Only the mercy of Allah. Only the mercy that He shrouds and covers an individual. That on this journey, they're trying to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what the Quran is awakening. We began with the awakening of the soul and the mind to come to the last day. And that's why it's not the end. That's why Allah here mentioned, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي ذُلَالٍ وَعُيُونَ. Allah speaks about Jannah first, قَبْلَ النَّارِ. That's what the Quran is targhib. Certain places inside the Quran, Allah presents Jannah first. Why? To encourage the individual that this is what's going to be given to you. These 10 segments inside Surah Al-Mursalat, those people are rejecting the last day. Do you think we're not going to give you anything? أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Are we going to make criminals? Like people who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. How do you judge? Those people, قَانِطٌ لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, observant, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think Allah's going to treat them like these people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we going to make the muttaqeen kal fujjar? Are we going to make pious people like fujjar, rebellious individuals? So we shouldn't lose hope. We shouldn't lose hope inside our lives. There's to have that bond in our lives, especially in secrecy. Have that in secrecy inside our lives, bonding ourselves, reflecting over ourselves. Reflecting over our lives. Kalamhil basar, like a blinking of an eye, has gone by. Just yesterday we used to play on these streets. Today 50 years have gone by. People are still playing on the streets. People are still doing the same things. Some people don't learn, some people don't change. But a person needs to change for their own betterment, for their own goodness. That's who the intelligent individual is. And that's this recurring theme inside the Quran. وَذَكِّرُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. Continuously remind them about the days of Allah. إِنْ عَلَيْكَ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ. That's what we're here to do, just to remind ourselves. Just to encourage ourselves. And we said many times, this isn't to look down upon any individual. No individual should look down upon another Muslim. No Muslim should ever think that I've surpassed another Muslim inside my life. Even when you see a Muslim who's sinning, in your heart, in your mind, a person should thank Allah. Should thank Allah that I'm not doing these actions inside my life. That's not the life that I'm following. Should be thanking and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as we mentioned, the greatest blessing is al-istiqamah, steadfastness. Just we began with to find that beginning and the end. That life is a blinking of an eye, that moment of change, of distraction could take an individual away.
So a person makes those supplications. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. Pour down upon us patience. Make firm our feet. Keep us steadfast in this path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and ability to reflect and ponder over the verses of the Qur'an. Make the Qur'an a source of richness inside our living lives, inside our graves, and inside al-akhirah, the day that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.